Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do? Fixing lives.
My life.
So we were off yesterday. We always get yelled at for being off on days that have nothing to do with us.
This is what I actually felt kind of weird about.
Same thing happened with Juneteenth last year. It's not us. If the corporate gives us a holiday,
yeah, we got to do it.
We take the holiday.
But
that's what we do.
Well, this was our first Veterans Day off.
Yes.
And so the first time it's always like, I'm sure we'll get more used to it as time, but like with Veterans Day, I was like, we're taking Veterans Day off?
Did you gather around the Veterans Day bush?
No, I did not. Right. I always said that, like, because Owen knows a lot of guys who, hey,
were in the military with me? Well, yes, I know thousands.
Owen, you know this. You know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
There were a lot of guys who go, yeah, I want to serve, but, and they give some so-and-so. And I'm like, no, I'm a sissy. I didn't serve. Oh, you guys all have bigger stones than I do. You served, and I thank you very much for it. And I'm like, what? Take the day. You get the day off. Oh, okay. It was a little just odd yesterday.
Yeah, that we would get the same perks of the people that actually...
We didn't get all the perks.
Than served. That's right. And that's what we're getting to. Because something very, very interesting happened yesterday. And I thought it was perfect for Owen, our veteran of the show, to explain to us how this actually works.
Yeah, so, you know, on Veterans Day, they have done for years, businesses, chain businesses and local businesses give veterans freebies, right? So I had a nice free meal yesterday at a chicken place. And I also went out and took advantage of my free haircut from Big Box Haircut Store, right? And it did not turn out as I had hoped.
You weren't happy with the haircut.
So
he was unsatisfied.
They massacred my boy, and my boy is me. They scalped me.
So what the issue is?
I've been there 100 times. they keep the notes in there, and I get my normal 2 on the sides, give it a little thin trim on the top. 2 on the sides, trim on the top. They went 2 on the sides, and they basically took it all off on top. And with as big as my beard has gotten now, bushy as it gets, it looks
horrible. He just took his hat off. I thought it looked good.
I hate it.
You look fine.
You have freebies remorse.
It's way shorter than yours.
Ooh.
And I hate short on top. I've got a big bald spot on the back, and I'm trying to cover that up for as long as I can.
So you always wear the hat, though. Do you take it from front to back? You take it from side to side?
Oh, I go side to side. Well, I go side to side. During COVID, I went front to back, and I just went back to side to side the last 8 months.
So have you ever received a bad haircut from Big Box Haircut Store?
Yes.
Then why do you go back?
That's where this was a different person.
Oh, yeah.
So normally when I go after the boys get out of school. I actually set it up. There's always a wait. Always a wait there of, like, you check in on the app, and it's 45 minutes to an hour away.
Oh, God.
And so I will check in. The boys get home at 3 o'clock. I check in at 2 o'clock, and we're ready to go when they walk through the door, and I get them in the car, and it's a mile away. So, no stoplights between us, and I go get it done. Yesterday, because I was out running errands and the kids were in school, it was the rare I took the day off, and also no one was home. Usually it is... If I take the day off from here, it's because I'm doing something with the kids or it's break for them or whatever. So I went at noon, 1 o'clock, and it was a different crew of people than I'm usually see.
All right.
And I just went, well, it's a free one, and it's not hard to on the sides, give her a little trim on top. And apparently that was misunderstood in the trim on top portion of the event. And now I feel like I'm too all over. And that's horrible for me.
You go get it fixed somewhere else?
Well, I can't get it fixed. They cut too much off.
Oh, so they can't.
Unless I go with the Keith Britton down to the skin on the sides.
No.
I can't do that.
Keith is getting like, his is starting, like, it is like a shadow of where hair was. That's how tight
his
is.
What I need to know is, can I bitch about this? Can I be upset? Can I go back in and go, give me another free one to make it right?
I never do. I just never would go back if I were you. If you've had other bad haircuts before I would never go back.
The girl who does my kid's hair is amazing. And in fact, she walked in as this was as the scalping was happening.
Well, she can do the kids' hair then. You don't need to do
your
hair.
Yeah, but you're trying to knock it all out at once every time.
We've got limited time here, Ken. We are in a gym
somewhere.
I'm just
thinking, you wear your hat so much with us. Yeah. Do you wear it out when you're not here?
He was wearing it.
I do wear it most everywhere. When I work over at the field house, I don't wear it.
Okay.
If we go out to a nice dinner, I don't wear it. Or I'll wear my white one, which is my going out hat.
You got a going out hat.
Yeah, he's got the going out one.
They match my going out sweatpants.
Looks like Pete Rose walking around.
R.I.P. So this is a hard thing because they were doing something very nice and honorable.
Yes, and they have done it for years.
And you don't want to throw shade on that. It just seems like that individual may not.
This was not the business's fault. It was the individual. Yeah. But do I, like, can I even complain about them?
I think you could complain.
I
think you're doing the right thing by just saying, you know, it's not like you are dumping on their company like people do after when the airlines lose their luggage and they go on a tirade. You're not doing that.
If you tap me, I'll tell you.
Well, I would say I wouldn't, but I would just never go back. Like my barber's a Navy vet. Yeah, thank you for your service. And he cut my hair last week. I paid him full price for that. But either way,
I'm sorry, he doesn't charge more. It's Veterans Day. Pay me more.
It's Veterans Week, so he's going to give you a free haircut.
Well, it was last week. No. It's last week. I thanked him for the service and the haircut. That's what I thank him for. But no, I probably wouldn't say anything. I would just not go back. I'm sure there's other places that give you free haircuts on Veterans Day. Are there not?
There are.
This is the thing with the big box places is you don't know who you're getting every time. Well, that is the problem.
That's the difference, and it's in our town. It's such a small town that those people have been there, especially the girl that does the kids' hair. She's been there for a decade. You know who you're getting there. You know, I just didn't get her.
I've always had somebody do it, a person I knew, and I just could not just, I can't believe, like, I'm sitting there with my sons, like, my kids are kids. I don't care about their hair. Not yet, anyway. But I sit there and I'm going, I can't believe just coming in here and getting a haircut by any willy-nilly person here. I just can't believe it. It's hair. It's a very important thing. So I'll give you credit for just playing rolling of the dice of who cuts your hair, even if it's a freebie. I don't care. But no, I probably would just
I did have some great chicken, though, afterwards.
At least the chicken was good. Did you take advantage of any of the other free stuff? There's plenty of free stuff.
Yeah, what else is there?
No, that's the problem with having the day off, is I had to muster up the let's get dressed and go out.
Oh, man.
If I would have worked yesterday, I would have gotten 50 things.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right. At least it's free and not just the discounts. The discounts, you end up spending money.
And then I did end up tipping. You know, you got to tip for that stuff still.
So. Rodney, 9 o'clock.
Maybe had a couple drinks of that chicken.
Right.